那今天呢，我的感动还是要继续沿着这个仆人的题目要讲一下，从不同的一个角度。
So I want to continue to talk about the topic of being a servant from a different perspective.
因为我觉得这非常的重要，神要我预备呢，就面对将来所有的挑战。
Because I felt it is important because God wants to prepare us for the coming challenges.
我们继续翻开启示录第八章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 8.
第八章我们读，对不起，第七章。
Sorry, it's Revelation chapter 7.
第七章呢，讲到将来要发生的很多在地上的事情，某种意义上讲呢是神的管教或者审判。
So he talks about the things that are going to happen on earth. So in other words, God's discipline and condemnation to the earth.
Judgment
to the earth.
但是呢，在这些灾难降临之前呢，神要做一些特别的事情。
But before these things happen, God is going to do something very special.
那我们看看是什么事情。
So what is it?
我们读一下，就是说，此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land, or on the sea, or on any tree.
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生神的印。他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使，大声喊着说。
Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea.
地与海并树木，你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神众仆人的恶。
Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of our servants.
这里讲到呢，神要做一件特别的事情，在灾难降临之前呢，他要印一个印在他众仆人的额头上。
So before the calamity comes, God is going to do something special, is to put a seal on his servants.
那也就是说呢，他要保护他。
Meaning that he's going to protect them.
我们再看看这个第九章。一到世界，就是当事情继续发生的时候呢，我们看到神怎么样来保护他的仆人。
So we'll go to chapter 9 and to see how he's going to protect us when things comes.
刚才讲的是第四位天使来的时候啊，这里呢讲到第五位天使吹号，第九章。
So on the previous scripture we said the fourth angel, now is the fifth angel.
这个地方其实是吹号的天使。
So this is the angel who sounds his trumpet.
我们读一下，在第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个星从天落到地上，有无底坑的钥匙赐给他。
The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth.
他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的眼，日头和天空都迎着烟红暗了。
The star was given to the key to the shut of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from the gigantic furnace.
有蝗虫从烟中爬出来，飞到地上，有能力赐给他们，好像地上蝎子的能力一样。
The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss, and out of the smoke, locusts came down on earth and were given power like the scorpion of the earth.
第四节特别要注意，并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样的青木，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
Pay attention to verse 4. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
那这里讲到呢，就是说神会保护树木。
So here it says,
也会保护他的仆人。
Here it says God is going to protect the trees.
但是呢，
这些 as the servants.
这些这个审判呢会建立在地上。
However, the judgment is going to come.
当然，启示录的这些事情呢，我们读起来觉得蛮可怕的。
So when we read the Revelation, it seems very haunting.
我们不知道离我们多远多近。
We don't know how this thing is going to happen.
那我自己相信呢，这些 已经离我们非常近了。
I personally believe it's going to happen very soon.
那不光近还是远，那我们神的一些原则是不变的。
No matter it's going to happen sooner or later, but the principle of our God stands.
就是说呢，他在这所有一切这些审判上面，他要保护他的仆人。
So out of all this judgment, he is going to protect his servants.
不光是在将来、现在还是过去呢，神的仆人他都认得。
No matter in the future, now, or in the past, he always recognized his servant.
比如说在古代的挪亚、亚伯拉罕、这个约瑟、大卫，还有这个诸先知，那个像这个耶利米，今天我们会读到耶利米啊，或者是耶稣时代的使徒保罗、约翰。
So for example, in the ancient time, we have Noah, we have Abraham and David, and also other prophets like Jeremiah, which we have read today, and now and then we have Jesus and all his disciples.
就是这些人，你读他的故事的时候，你发现神就打了一个印。
So when you read their stories, you see that God has put a seal on them.
那就说神呢，让他们所经历的一切呢，都不会越雷池半步，就说他会一直会来保护他。
Meaning that he will always protect them.
那你说，哎呦，我又不是亚伯拉罕，我也不是保罗，我是个小人物。
You might question that, oh, I am not Abraham, I am not Paul, I'm just a nobody.
那亚伯拉罕呢，他是万国之父，神给他这样大的护照，对不对？
So for Abraham, he's the father of all nations, and God has given him such calling.
啊，保罗呢，人家是耶稣拣选的外邦人的这个使徒，对不对？写圣经的我是谁啊？
And Paul is chosen by Jesus as a disciple for the nations. Then who am I?
大家有没有这样想过？
Have you all ever thought like that?
但是呢，今天我们要我记得好像我也给大家讲过这个仆人的意思是什么。
I think I mentioned to you about what is being a servant, right?
这个仆人的意思呢，是简单的来讲呢，就是在服侍主，要顺服，忠心顺服。
So simply put, being a servant is to serve him with faithfulness.
那如果要讲的深刻一点，让大家更明白的时候呢，我就稍微要做一些解释。
But to go deeper, I need to give you more explanations.
那这个仆人这个词呢，在希腊文就 doulos 呢，它其实是当时文化下面的一个特别的一个产物，就是叫做奴仆或者奴隶。
So servant is also known as doulos. So under that era in time in history, is also known as being a slave.
那事实上呢，这个词呢，我要慢慢的解释一下啊。这个词呢，就是说，在这个非常有权威的这个希腊文的字典里面呢，讲到就是这个词呢，只有在圣经里面，这个 doulos 翻译成 servant 或者仆人，别的地方呢，都应该翻译成奴隶、
okay.
或者奴仆。
So according to a Greek dictionary, so this word doulos is all
doulos 那个接生
那个接生 so doulos is always translated as
slaves
except in the Bible which is translated as
这是最权威的这个希腊文的词典这个 Walter Bauer 就是说很厚的词典最权威的词典里面讲他说只有在圣经和早期的美国文学里面会翻译成把这个 slave 翻译成 servant
So this is according to a very credited dictionary Greek dictionary So only in Bible and very early literature in America they have translated this word into servant Otherwise it always means slaves
那就是也就是说中文呢也应该翻译成奴仆或者奴隶才对那么为什么圣经就要把它翻译成仆人呢
So that means in Chinese version, we should also translate it as slaves.
我希望你们没有被困惑，越来越困惑啊！我先把这个东西解释更清楚。
Then how can we translate it as a servant?
大家回答一下，为什么要翻译成仆人
？So what do you think? Why we translate it like that way?
其实道理非常简单。你如果翻译成奴隶，没人读圣经了，就那么简单。
So it's very simple. If you translate it to slaves. So nobody may be interested in reading the Bible anymore.
那在翻译圣经的过程里面呢，有两点是要非常注意的。第一个呢，要忠实于原本，因为神的话呢是不可以篡改的。大家翻译词都战战兢兢的。
So there's two ways of translating.
Two important aspects
of translating a Bible. One is to be faithfully translating word by word.
因为神的话呢，有些你虽然不懂，也不能改。这个非常重要。
So even though some words you might not understand, still you cannot alter it.
那第二点呢？你翻译的目的是什么？就是叫人明白。
So the second important aspect of being translating is to help people to understand.
某种意义上讲呢，就是说翻译这件事情呢，也是在解释。
So translating is also a way to interpretation is also explain
part of the translation.
Yeah.
所以呢，就是怎么样让现代人能够明白，这是非常重要。
So it is important for people to understand nowadays.
那如果现代人不明白，你翻译它干什么？
If people nowadays do not understand it, then what's the point of translating or interpreting?
但是这两件事情要同时做到呢，是非常难的。
However, it is very hard to achieve both goals.
那所以呢，就得有一些取舍选择。
So therefore, there are you have to pick and choose.
那所以呢，不是说现在的圣经不忠实于原著，而是说这个必须要做一些选择，没有办法。
So it is not saying that the nowadays translation is not faithful to the original text, but what I'm saying is that we have to make some choices here.
那所以神就把圣灵赐下来，这是非常重要。
Therefore, God sends Holy Spirit.
还有呢，神就把教师的恩赐赐下来。
And also, Holy Spirit sent us the anointing of being a teacher.
所以呢，随着时代的这个变迁呢，就是需要牧师，对不对？不然牧师就没饭吃。对，让牧师来解释一下给大家，对不对
？And also, we will need pastors as you know the different changes in time.
那所以呢，这里讲到这个呢，就是、说是大家在读圣经啊，可能读到英文啊，读到不同流派的这种翻译的时候呢，不要惊奇，也不要去辩论这些东西。其实大家就是不容易。
So if you read different versions of translation, please do not be offended. Do argue about you know the different ways of translation.
那所以呢，就说是翻译的人已经做了最大的努力。
So the people who translate those versions have tried their best.
所以我们要来欣赏他们的工作。
So we need to appreciate their work.
我曾经遇到一个翻译圣经的一个老前辈。
So I met one of a translator for Bible before.
是那个 Wycliffe 那个机构呢，他把这个圣经翻译成各种语言文字，甚至是部落里面的语言文字。
So it's an organization that translate different, translate Bible into different dialects, they even very minor dialects.
所以他说有时候非常难。
And he said it's very difficult.
比如说吧，他们要把这个撒种的比喻，翻译给这个爱斯基摩人。他说翻译是可以翻译出来，但是他们永远都不懂。
For example, they were trying to translate the parable of the sowing seeds to Eskimos. Even though they could translate that way, but for the Eskimos, they would never be able to understand the sowing seed parable.
因为他们从来不撒种。
Because they never, you know, sow a seed before.
他们只是吃海鲜海豹，就是冰天雪地把它砍了以后，他从来不撒种。
They only hunt for seals for food, so they have never sowed a seed before.
他说他是包括这个撒种的比喻给非洲一些部落翻译也非常难。
So same for the same parable, it's very hard to translate to some tribes in Africa, South Africa, Africa.
他说撒种的比喻翻译了以后呢，比如说一个人出去撒种，有土浅落在石头地上的，又落到这个路旁的，什么飞鸟吃尽了，有四种情况。那些独生。
So there are four scenarios when you sow seeds, right? So some of the seeds fell on the very shallow ground, and some fell on the rocky places.
那因为翻译的时候呢，忠实于原著呢，那个其实各国家的语言，其实全世界都是一样。男性的他呢是 inclusive 就是包括女性，那个原文里面呢就是男性的，这个人就是男性的。
So in the original text, the sower is a man, and in most of the languages, man is inclusive. That means man can be, I mean, he, the pronoun can include, you know, men and women.
甚至 man, 这个人也可以是男人女人。
So, and also for this word man, it can be inclusive, meaning for representing both female and male.
所以他们翻译圣经翻译完以后呢，这些妇女读了以后，她是得出什么结论呢？他们的结论就是，哦，男人撒种是绝不可靠。
So after their translation, the women in the African tribe, they come to a conclusion that okay, it is not reliable for men to sow seeds.
他说因为四分之三的种子都浪费掉。
Because 3/4 of the seeds are scattered in the wrong places.
因为这种撒种，以色列人撒种的，就像我们小时候我们明白，就是拿一个筐以后呢。啊，一边弄一边走一边撒，这样，水平高的就撒得很均匀。那但有些就撒到路旁，就撒到处乱撒。
So because the parable of sowing seeds is very similar to Chinese culture, so we just put the seeds in the basket and then we spread like that.
但是呢，他非洲啊，因为种子非常非常的宝贵，他们是女人呢比较仔细，挖一个坑放一个种子，挖一个坑放一个种子。
But because seeds are very scarce, are very limited in Africa, so for the African women, they have to, you know, dig a hole and put a seed in, dig a hole and put a seed in.
所以呢，他们读完这段圣经以后，觉得就是这段圣经的最主要的中心思想就是男人做事是不可靠的，撒种是不可靠的。
So after they read about this parable, the African women come to a conclusion that.It is not reliable for men to sow the seed because they waste a lot of the seeds. Three quarters of them are wasted.
这是真实的，跟他这老一辈聊天。所以呢，就是说回到刚才的话题呢，为什么要把这个奴隶、奴仆翻译成仆人呢？是因为要大家要读的能读。
So that was a true story from the elders that I met for the translation of the Bible. So back to our topic, the main reason is that.We translate to servantship because we want people to understand it.
事实上，为什么说现代文化不能把奴隶翻译成，这个仆人呢？因为仆人是雇来的，他可以走，也可以留。
So, actually, we cannot translate servant as, slave as servant because servants are hired and they can go, they can withdraw from their employment.
但是呢？这个奴仆呢，我们把现在称作奴仆、奴隶呢，他是属于这个主人，他有个所属的关系，他不能走。
But however, as a slave, you belong to the owners, so you cannot leave your position.
那但是为什么这个圣经它不能用这个 slave 呢？跟早期美国的黑奴的制度有关系，因为这个黑奴的这件事情啊，所有人对奴隶制度呢都是深恶痛绝。
And the Bible cannot translate this word into slavery, slave, because it linked with the American histories of slavery. At that time, people are, you know, they do not like the concept of being a slave.
所以后来的书里面写的呢，都是有奴隶制度多坏多坏，明白吗？都是多坏多坏。
So you will see the literatures.And they always say about how bad it is in the slavery trade.
其实呢，任何一个制度都有它辉煌的时候，也有它败落的时候。
So and any system, they are always it has its highs and low downs. Yeah.
但是呢，人要记载在文化记载里面呢，记载什么时候呢？记载是它败落的时候，因为那时候要打仗，英雄就出来了，英雄创造历史嘛。
However, the records are recorded, the history were written on the latter part when the system fails. Because usually when system fails, there will be war, there will be, you know, heroes to fight the war.
有好多的故事可以写。
And there are a lot of stories can be written.
在他制度这个定生的事情呢，大家日子都过得很好，但老婆孩子热炕头，没有什么好写的。
But however, when the system is at its peak, there's nothing, you know, nothing worth writing because everyone is well off, right?
就像一个正常的基督徒的家庭，早上起来敬拜、读经、祷告、吃早餐、上学、送孩子上学，这有什么好写的呀？没有什么好写。
Just like an ordinary Christian life, you wake up in the morning, you do your devotion, you have a breakfast, you send your kids to school. Everything is normal. So why do you write about that? Right?
Nothing... 所以有一个电影演员说呢，他说好人的生活呢太无聊。
So there's a movie star used to say that it's boring for good man's life because there's nothing you know exciting about.
但是呢，我为什么讲这些呢？大家在读任何现在好多信息的时候呢，大家有一个分辨的能力，好多的信息呢不能代表真实的一个情况。
So we need to have discernment when we read information. A lot of things that are written that cannot represent the true picture.
所以呢，奴隶制度写下来的那些文学呢，是在它最后败落的时候，还有灭亡的时候。
So the literature written about slaveries are mostly written at the end of the system. So when the system starts to fail.
今天的民主的制度也有会败落的那一天。那一天呢，过后的人读的时候，就民主制度多糟糕，多糟糕。其实它大部分是这样子，挺好。
So for our democratic system, it's the same. So maybe in the future, people will read about the best things about the democrat, right? So they might not know how it's like.
他们可能根本就不写几千年的这个好的民主制度的时候不写，只会记下那些坏的东西。
Probably they will not record it down the good things.In the 1,000 years of the democrat system, but only you know the bad things about it at the end of the when the system starts to fail.
包括读属灵的书籍也是一样。
Also the same when you read devotional books.
有一次，一个牧师真的，他这句话对我，他说我们好多时候被名人给骗了。
So I remember a pastor who said this that a lot of time we've been deceived by famous people.
他会告诉你写一本书，告诉你说是我不是说这些是坏的啊，而是说呢，我们只知道一小部分的东西。他说：“哎呦，这个啊，你怎么样来灵修啊？你就跟主多么的亲密呀、啊！完了以后，你就怎么样听到神的声音啊？你就多么的喜乐呀、啊。”
So I'm not saying this is bad, but this is how it is. So, for example, for a devotional writer, they might write, "Okay, this is the way you should do your devotion, and then you will listen to the voice of God, and then you will do this and that."
那其实他灵性增长的时候在什么时候呢
？But do you know when he's actually grow in his faith？
有一个牧师他很透明。
So I have a
他跟老婆打架，其实这个牧师Mary 也认识啊，就是其实是神非常忠于的仆人。他跟老婆打架，墙上好几个洞，完了以后呢，他的门徒啊来，他就觉得别他老婆说别人说很害羞啊，弄一下，他说不用了，让他们看这是真实的生活。
So there was this pastor.
Yes.
So there's a pastor who is very transparent. So he had a quarrel, had an argument with his wife, and he punched a few holes on the wall. And then his his followers came, and then he's been very transparent, telling them this is what happened.
那所以呢，就是说没有人很真实的写属灵书籍就把这些都写下来，他不写的。
However, people who write devotional books, usually they would not be honest about those things.
但是你灵性增长最快的时候，最关键的时候是哪个时候
？However, when is the period that you grow fast in your faith?
那可能是你跟你老婆吵架的时候，那时候你开始跪到地上拼命祷告。
Most likely is when you're having an argument with your wife.
但是你写
you probably kneel down
你会不会写在你的书里面
But do you want to write this incident in your books?
我希望，但是呢，我不敢写。
I'm hoping to, but I dare not.
唯有 Augustine 能写，你看。
Maybe only Augustine.
所以那位牧者是我最尊敬的一位牧者。
So that pastor is one that I respected most.
就是何志宇。
So,
他因为他公开讲了，所以我可以给他提提名。这他是非常受尊，为什么？他是一个非常真实的神的仆人，神的恩膏随着他。
So that was the pastor Ho, because he's been very honest with God, and he's a very faithful servant.
那我再次回到这个仆人，就说今天呢，我们回到这个奴隶制度里面，从亚伯拉罕到保罗的时代都是奴隶制度。
So we want to go back to the slavery system from Abraham all the way to Paul. They all have slaves.
那时候的呢，奴隶呢，其实跟主人是关系是非常好的，大部分是非常非常好的。
So at that time, slaves have very good relationship with its own, with his or her owner.
那我们今天呢，再次的讲这个，用一个奴仆这个词，不要用奴隶，也不要用仆人，用奴仆这个词。奴仆跟主人的关系大部分是非常好的。
So I want to emphasize this word, servant slavery.
Bond servant.
Bond servant.
那后来在一个最比较好的一个 translation 英文就是 bond servant.
So bond servant.
Bond 就是紧紧的连在一起的一个 servant.
Okay, so a bond servant.
那所以呢，你先在这个旧约里面呢，亚伯拉罕他说他没有儿子，他跟神说，我没有儿子呢。我家里面生的这个就是我的继承人，就是他的奴隶，是他的继承人。
So Abraham had no children, so he told God that, oh, the slave that born in my house is my son, is my my inheritance will give to, will, I will give it to this slave who is born in my household.
在这个两河流域的文献记载里面就有这个，就如果一个奴隶主呢，他一个妇人呢没有儿子的话呢，他会把他的财产就是。托付给他的奴隶。
So in Mesopotamian, 是这个 word 吗
？Mesopotamian.
In this culture, that's why it happens. So when you don't have a son, usually your inheritance will go to your slaves.
就说你可以选择给你的奴隶。
Okay. Also, you have a choice either give to your son or your servant, your slaves.
那所以呢，就是关系是非常亲密的。
So they have very close relationship.
另外呢，就在那个保罗的时代的这种制度里面呢，就是说好多人都说想做自由人，对不对？我们说我不要做奴隶，我要做自由人。
So in Paul's era, a lot of people would say, "I want to be a free man. I don't want to be a slave."
那事实上呢，我们这个在圣经里面呢也是这样解释：我们先呢，耶稣基督释放我们得到了自由，想要做自由人。
Also, same as in our Christian walk, we believe we are freed by God, so we are free men.
但是呢，后来就是我们情愿就献给主做了他的仆人，他的奴仆。
However, we are willing to become His slaves.
那所以呢，保罗、彼得，甚至耶稣的弟兄雅各写这些书信的开头呢，都是耶稣基督的奴仆。
That's why for Paul.Peter and also James, Jesus' brother, when they open their letters, they always say that we are the servants or the slaves of God.
那就是他们自愿的、情愿的做了耶稣基督的奴仆。
So they are willingly submit themselves as a slave to God.
那这个奴仆呢，就是 doulos， 就是启示录第七章第九章讲的 doulos， 就是这个仆人。
So Revelation 7:8-9.Servant is recorded as doulos, the slaves.
那你说我还是要做自由人。
And you still say I want to be a free man.
啊，我不要做谁的仆人。
I don't want to become anybody's servant.
神的仆人也不要做。
Even God's servant, I do not want to become God's servant.
你提到做别的奴仆啊，有没有自由？没有权利，是不是？
所以
特别你做个 doulos， 没权利，他是主人，我是奴仆。
So being a doulos, you don't have any rights. So because he is the owner, and then I am just his property, so I don't have any rights.
那我要给大家解释刚才讲的呢。第一个，那些 doulos 呢，是其实不怎么讲，主就给他印上一个印，对不对？要不要？
So for all the doulos in the Revelation, it says God is going to put a seal on them. Do you want to have the seal on you?
那你说你愿意要这个印，对不对？那为什么是 doulos 就印个印呢？
So how come you want to have the seal, right? Then how come only doulos have the seal?
那这里面呢，启示录里面很特别。启示录，你知道约翰呢写到我们是神的儿女，这个主是我们的父呢，是约翰的启示最深刻的，在约翰福音和约翰一书里面启示最深刻，但是在启示录也是约翰写的。从来就没出现父， 也没出现子，而是子是只是在二十一章出现了一次。
So for the
不是 Doulos 和主。
So
God Lord 和 Doulos 是仆人。
For the concept of being a father and son, John has most of the understanding of that. So in the Gospel book of John and also First John and Second John, he always mentioned about being a father and son, the relationship between a father and son. However, Revelation is also written by John. He has never mentioned anything about being a father or the son, but he always say about the slavery. I mean, slave and the owner.The slave and the
主
and the Lord. So,
大家给回答为什么启示录突然就这个约翰就突然就变成主和仆人。
So I want to ask you, how come all of a sudden in Revelation?
大家不要睡觉了，可以都这样回答的时候就可以。
How come?
让大家思考一下。
So how come?
为什么启示录会用这样的呢？同样是约翰写的呀。当然，约翰肯定他是一个 doulos， 他是忠实于。主给他的启示，那为什么这个启示一定要从头到尾没有出现父，没有出现子，只有在二十一章出现了一次，说得胜的我要让他做我的儿子，我要做他的神。那为什么这时候不用父亲和儿子，用的是主和独仆呢？
So I want to ask you this question: how come in Revelation he used the word Lord and the servant instead of father and son?And it's probably only written once in the Revelation where it says, those who overcome, I will become their father.
No, I will become their
God. I will become their God.
They will become my son.
They will become my son. So why he made this transition from father and son relationship to this Lord and servant relationship?
大家有没有想过？
They were all both written by John.
谁可以大胆的给一个没关系。
我这是启示录，主要是神我是叫他写，以神的话，以神的命令来写，而不是说这个
不是一个父子关系，是神和人类的关系。对。
So, Revelation is written. It's a message that God has given. So.God is saying things to John, so John just recorded that. 是你这个意思吗？
所以这个启示录呢，是这是在审判的时候呢，神要坐在宝座上。
So for Revelation, God is sitting on the throne doing judgment.
宝座上呢，就不再是一个父的形象，是一个什么？一个主。
So when
或者是一个王要坐在这里。
So when he is on the throne, he is no longer represented as a father, but is a king, is a ruler.
那即使你是儿子来到这个宝座面前的时候，你也不能说来撒娇，对吧？你也不能说我是儿子就不按照次序来做事情。你看那个看电影的时候呢，先要跪下来拜托了，仆人在此坐在旁边，对吧？
So even if you are a son, when you come before the throne, you still have to, you know, go through all the courtesies, right? You have to.Bow, you have to kneel down and say the courtesy words. And then
那个时候你要一个仆人的形象先来出现。
So you have to represent yourself as a slave, as a servant first.
那我们基督徒呢，既有儿子的身份，也有仆人的身份。但是我们在这个要在这个末世的时候呢，特别要受神的保护或者被神用的时候呢，我们的行为、我们的思想要以仆人来衡量。
So as a Christian, we have both identities. We are the sons and as well as the slaves. So under the judgment, if we want to have the protection, we need to first represent ourselves as slaves to God.
Servant
to God. Bonded servant to God. Bonded servant.
那就是说这个我刚才讲了，再回到就是我做自由人不是很好吗？
So as I mentioned earlier, why is itIsn't that better if I become a free man?
在当时罗马，希腊罗马文化里面，这个自由人啊，他有这样几个，一些状态。你要回到那个社会里面，你想想，当时呢那些部落呀，亚伯拉罕都是部落。我是姓王的 ，OK， 我是姓王的大户。完了以后，在路上呢，在这个迁移的过程里面呢，打仗的时候呢，有的人就另外一个战争里面就丢失了，有些是孤儿。他就把他捡来，就成了家里面的奴仆。
你是在讲希腊的文化，还是讲亚伯拉罕？
就那个时代都算。
OK，so during the Rome and Greek era, and also including Abraham's time. So when they, so say Abraham is a big tribe, right? So as he moves across the land, he will get those people who may be lost in the war, maybe orphans or maybe homeless, and then they will come to him, and then under his household.
那你说那些人他要做他说我不要给你当奴仆，我要做自由人，他会有什么结果？
So if those people say, okay, I don't want to be part of your household, I want to be a free man, what do you think will happen?
他走到大马色的大街，那大马色我们的老城啊，今天叙利亚啊，叙利亚的首都，几千年前就叫大马色啊，走到大马色的老城，他会发现什么事情会发生在他的身上？
So if he, this person is walking on the street of Damascus, you know, the capital of Syria, so what do you think will happen?
他是自由人，拥有权利。
He's a free man. Does he have?
我告诉你，那个时候都是各个部落啊，没有什么制度啊，国家的什么民主制度啊，法律体系。有这个贼寇说：“哦呦，这个人说话好像是外乡人啊，外乡人，谁罩着他？”
So those at that time people living in tribes. So say some people saw this person and say, "Oh, it seems that he's a foreigner."
你觉得什么事情会发生？
What do you think will happen to this man?
他们就会把他抓住卖掉，好就把他卖掉。
So most likely they will capture him and then sell.
卖给别人做奴仆，这是最好的结果。
And trade him as a slave to other people.
他如果不害你的命的话，这是最好的结果。
So it's probably the best option for this man. You know, like most likely they might even kill this person.
但是你如果是亚伯拉罕的仆人呢？你走到哪里，人家问你，你是谁家的人啊？
So if you are a servant of Abraham, so no matter where you go, people ask you, okay, who do you belong to?
他说我是亚伯拉罕的仆人啊。
I am Abraham's servant.
别人敢不敢动？
Do you think people will touch you?
你知道亚伯拉罕的名字叫什么意思吗？
Do you know what's the meaning of this word Abraham?
万国之父。
Father of all nations.
神给他的名字万国之父，你叫什么名字？我叫万国之父。
So what's your name? I am the father of all nations.
我是万国之父的仆人。
I am the servant of the father of all nations.
那不仅仅是他的名字啊，他是真厉害，亚伯拉罕当时真厉害。
So it's not just his name. Indeed, Abraham was very powerful.
你讲到你做他的仆人，你就壮了。
So if you are his servant, that you have, you know.You have a great advantage.
为什么记得没有在创世纪十四章，当时东方的四个王来打这个迦南的那一块的五个小国家，最后亚伯拉罕带着318个壮丁把东方的四个王呢打退了，好多的人。
So in Genesis chapter 14, so there are four kings from the east coming to in a war, coming engaged in a war with five kings in the Middle East.
In Canaan.
So Abraham took 318 men and fought off the four kings from the east.
因为当时呢，四个王呢把他的侄儿罗德给掳走。
Because the four kings have captured his nephews Lot.
那个时候亚伯拉罕是没有儿子的，他的318个壮丁是什么？都是奴仆。
At that time, Abraham has no sons, so all the 318 men are all his slaves.
你知道东方那四个王是什么国王吗？你如果读当时的历史的时候，一个叫做伊朗，就是现在伊朗的前身。
So do you know the four kings at that time? So one of the king is Iran.
就是现在伊朗的前身。
So
还有一个呢是示那，就是尼尼微，就是伊拉克的前身。
So another king is.Shina, that is Nineveh. So the pre.
而且后来这两个，这个示那和这个伊朗呢，都后来就是波斯帝国和这个叙利亚帝国。
So Shina and Iran, they became the Persians, the Persia, Persia Empire, Persia
Empires.
Empire of Persia.
那是两河流域，就是亚伯拉罕带着318个壮丁的车介族打到那边去，把罗德就能救回来。你说他的名声大不大
？So with only 318 men, Abraham was able to, you know, rescue his nephews from those kings.
迦南地的人都知道他这个人跟别人不一样，他有神。
So all the people in Canaan recognize that Abraham is different. He has God.
所以你在那个时代呢，你要做亚伯拉罕的仆人还是做自由人
？So at that time, during those times, do you want to be a free man or the servant of Abraham?
我跟你讲，如果是我呢，在那时候，我赶紧拔剑亚伯拉罕，我能不能给你做个仆人啊，做个奴仆啊，在你家里
？If it is me, I will probably quickly go to Abraham and ask him if he can accept me as his slaves.
第一个就是他很厉害。
First of all, he is very powerful.
第二个，他又很好。
And second of all, he's a nice man.
你看，像他圣经上他说我没有儿子啊，我的财产将来就给仆人，他肯定会给我一份。
Because he told God, I have no son, so I'm going to give my inheritance to my slaves. So as a slave, I will probably get a portion.
但是呢，奴仆有一个特别的，就是他没有自己的权利，他一切都是要他的主人照着他。
So as a slaves, you don't have any rights. So everything that you have to be depend on your owner.
所以包括在希腊罗马时代，如果一个奴隶呢，他得到了自由权，那个时候制度比较简单，得到自由权有好多，要么他成为奴隶主，要么好多时候是非常危险，自由人。
So during Roman Empire, so being a free man, either you become a lord of slaves, or you.
这是劳动者。
Or you will become a you know laborers.
但是呢，很危险。
But in a dangerous state, though.
所以呢，那个文献里面记载呢，如果他是一个自由人，好多时候给他原来的奴隶主交保护费。
他是个自由人，他给原来嘛 ？OK。
因为他没人保护他。
OK。
明白吗
？So some of the literatures has recorded those free men. Usually they pay a fee to their previous lord, previous owner for protection.
大家明白没有？所以呢，就是说这是一个圣经里面用这个主和仆的这个关系呢，是最贴切不过的。就是我们呢要来依靠这一位亚伯拉罕的神。
So this is the most correct implication when the Bible says He is the Lord, we are the bond servant, because we need to rely on Him.
大家明白吗？
Do you understand that?
那另外一方面讲呢，就是用主和仆的关系，这是最贴切的一个比喻。为什么？这个天和地是谁的？
So,
是你的吗？
So this is the most correct.
是我的吗？
So who created the heaven and earth? No, who owns the heaven and earth?
谁是主啊？
Is it you? So who is God? Who is the Lord?
他是主，不是你，也不是我。
He is the Lord. It's not you, not me.
还有第二个。我要问大家，就是这个世上有没有绝对的自由人
？So second of all, I want to ask you: on this earth, do you think there is a true free man?
今天来到加拿大，是不是你真的自由了
？So you came to Canada. Are you a free man now?
今天的银行的利息是由你定的吗
？Do you dictate the interest rate for your mortgage?
我有朋友呢，就是没有锁银行的房子丢掉了。付不起银行的利息，对吧
？So I have a friend that didn't lock his interest rate, and now he lost his house.
你是自由的吗
？Are you a free man?
你要不要人来生来罩着你啊
？Do you want God to, you know, protect you?
你要谁来罩着你
？So who do you want to, you know, get the protection from?
那个撒旦在看的，这家伙谁在罩着他？我们现在国内这个谁罩着他？
So,
局长还是市长？还是省长还是部长
so,
谁罩着他现在大天下
so the Satans are also always you know like looking at you to see who are you being protected from so in China you maybe you have some government officials to look after you
那所以我刚才讲到呢亚伯拉罕约瑟大卫这是生的真仆人
so as I say Abraham Josephare the true servants from God, for God.
你读他们的故事的时候呢，别人能不能把他怎么样？可能受了一点苦，但是别人害不了他。
So when you read the stories, even though they may suffer a little bit, how, but nobody can touch them.
大家要不要让神造着？
Do you want to get the protection?
但是呢，大家要知道，这个仆人是自愿做的啊，自愿做的。
But you have to understand.
圣经上神让我们做的任何都是自愿的。
But you have to understand. You have to self willingly to become his servant.
另外呢，这也是一个信心成长的过程。
And it is also a process that when we grow our faith.
从今天开始，我们灯里面要备油。
So starting from today, we need to prepare the oil in our lamp.
那不是说你有信心来的时候就说我自己有信心就有信心。信心是需要不断的试炼，不断的来成长。
You cannot say, "Okay, I have faith." Faith is a process. You need to continually to, you know, grow in the in your faith.
当我们信心成长的时候，过去不能做的事情，现在就可以做。
So when we grow in our faith, you can do things when you cannot do before.
好的，我们今天先分享到这里。我们做一个祷告呢，让大家有些回应。
So we will end here. We will have a prayer.First, and then we will open the mic to people if you want to share.
主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，你在这个末世的时候，你要在你的仆人的身上来做记号。
Thank you, Lord, that at the end times you are going to mark your servants.
主啊，是的，主，但愿主啊，我们的心，主啊，愿意成为你的奴仆仆人。
Bless our hearts so that we can willingly become your slaves, your bonded slaves.
我们宣信一切权柄荣耀都是你的。
We believe all the glory and authorities are yours.
我们宣信你是那大能的神。
We know that you are the mighty God.
我们宣信你是那完全慈爱的神。
We know that you are the merciful God.
在末后的日子，我们真的愿意被你照着。
So at the end times, we are willingly, we want to have the protection from you, Lord.
主啊，使得主你就加给我们这个信心。
Lord, help us with our faith.
主啊，使得主我们也是借着主的宝血，主啊，使得主不断的来接近我们。
And continue to cleanse us with your blood.
我们有一节经文呢，我就要看一下，就是启示录第七章的十四节。
We want to look at the scripture.So in Revelation chapter 7,
主，你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕庇护他，这是被主的宝血洗白净的。
So those who are marked by God.Are those who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence.
主啊，是的，我们都是靠着耶稣的宝血。
It's all by your blood, Lord.
主，我们昨天靠着你的宝血，今天也是靠你的宝血，
We depend.
明天也是靠你的宝血。
We depend on your blood yesterday and today and tomorrow.
主啊，不是出自我们自己。
Not out of ourselves.
主啊，愿你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.